Welcome, y'all, to Critical Clicks! Your own clicks! Damn my greatness!
That there's nothing I can do to save you.
Your own clicks!
Give it up for Jaws host,
Lucas Van Holland.
And Scott Cram Company Crampton!
Hey guys, this is Lucas Van Holland, and here's my partner.
Hey, I'm Scott Cram Company Crampton. Welcome to Critical Clicks, an adult podcast for the competitive HeroClix player, where we put the hard R rating in HeroClix, and it is nearly upon us, the Scott Porter Invitational Rock Silver Championship about HeroClix for Huntington's, where we raise money and do hero clicks and also have sandwiches.
Dunkaroo.
Yes. Oh. Solomon Grundy needs pants too. All right. And that is what we got. There's so much. The most confusing tournament is the best tournament. And you have to play silver, which makes it nobody likes silver. Not even Silver McSilverstein likes silver.
But I love Silver Age. I just wish it wasn't 400 points.
I love Silver Age. I wish it was just confined to 300 and more modern figures only.
No. I love the 150 point floor or the half build floor.
I like the concept.
I just wish it wasn't 400 points.
There's so much broken shit. There's so much broken shit. I love the list of like, there's no Carnage Surfer. And I like that a lot. I think it's great. And we ask you to post your silver teams. I'm not getting into the meta. I'm going to get into the, we review your team. So here is that drop.
Hey everybody, this is Scott Porter, because Critical Clicks is too damn lazy to come up with a new drop. So here's whatever shit they're talking about now.
I didn't even know we had a drop for that.
We don't. We have that Scott Porter one.
That says
we're too lazy to create new drops. And we're not. We try very hard here. All right. Aaron Morgan, who stomped me like a government mule last time we met by beating me by almost 50 points. He is talking about a team called Starro Returns for Silver Age. All right, man. All right. Starro at 100.
I do not like Starro at all in silver.
Okay, why don't you like Starro at all in silver?
Because there's a 10-point counter called the emotional modifier.
All right. Well, how explain?
So emotional modifier gives characters within, you can free give characters within 4 battle fury.
Yep.
Or in line of fire. And the emotional modifier is such a good equipment. It should be on every single team, regardless. Like, if you're not playing it, you're probably wrong.
Except for if you have Kale. Kale would be the one exception. Jennifer Kale, and that makes the modifier only work like 50%.
No, but still, the Battle Fury access is too fucking good, especially since Legacy Thanos is back in the running.
It's
like
true.
You have to play the emotional modifier. There's no exceptions.
Wow. Okay.
It's that good of an equipment. You cannot allow yourself to get mind controlled by the crazy mind control pieces. This is case in point here with Starro. Like, if Aaron does run into somebody who's dumb enough to not play the emo mod, he's going to have a field day. His team's going to do great.
All right. Let's remind people of why he's good at 100 points, or like, what is he doing?
So Starro has triple target mind control.
Yeah, but only from 10 away.
Yeah, it's only 10 range on a, 16 square map.
On a colossal figure.
Yep. And when he hits, he generates Starfight bystanders adjacent to each hit target. And then he can also just power action generate Starfights. At the beginning of your turn, if there are 6 Starfight bystanders on the map, heal Starro 1 click. So the more Starfights you have, he just starts healing. You can only have a max of 6, but then you can also KO those Starfights to, I think, mind control regardless of line of fire, if I'm remembering that correctly. So, yeah, let me open it up here.
Yeah, if you do, you should be looking at it right now. I'm not sharing.
Well, yeah, but you keep bouncing around, so I can't fucking read it. it's mind control. When Starro uses mind control, you may KO a Starfight bystander adjacent to an opposing character. If you do, Starro may target that opposing character regardless of range and line of fire. So you could do it map wide at that point.
So he has Starro. He has Doom the Annihilating Conqueror. Doom the Annihilating Conqueror is something you should know exists. And here is why. During force construction, friendly characters. Oh, no, that gains Latveria.
Latveria.
I thought it was the one that removed everybody else's keywords.
It does.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah. During force construction, friendly characters with the cosmic. Oh, I'm sorry. Beginning of the game, opposing characters lose all keywords not printed on their cards.
So how could that affect somebody?
Scott Porter doesn't get to share keywords with characters. Mm-hmm. All of your X-Men characters, like your I know in Silver this doesn't matter as much because you can't play Genesis and Apoc. But basically any keyword sharing stuff where like you shit out characters, like all of the chases from SVAC, like Spider Viking or like Penny, the Penny Parker fucking robot. Spider Pharaoh, you know, stuff that turns characters into other keywords. Those all basically you get rid of those keywords and it prevents them from getting some of their synergies.
Yes, it can affect. I don't think it's as important as I don't think it's as important as 75 points is to the game of HeroClix.
Well, no, but the thing is that Doom then swaps. Like he doesn't have it on his sideline because I think he just didn't finish the team.
Yeah,
but Doom then swaps into like all caps Doom or Lord Doom and impacts the game that way.
Absolutely. And then he has standard stuff on Captain America, Porter, and Nathaniel. You're going to see so much Porter. And then Doombot to protect Doom the Nine.
I don't know. I don't know what the thought process is with the Dooms. I guess it is to protect him. I don't necessarily like it. I think it's a waste of points. The big one here is actually Mr. Oz.
Mr. Oz is good with a spin ring, isn't he?
Well, Mr. Oz is just good in general because they lowered TK down to four squares.
Yep.
So basically, Mr. Oz just says, oh, all opposing TK is two squares and my TK is six squares.
Yep.
That's crazy good.
It is. It is crazy good. So Mr. Oz is something to think about. I would agree with Lucas. It's 100 points with a 10 point silver bullet. So I'm going to say pass, but you could fucking win. Like,
well, Aaron won't be winning here. But
Doom swap tech to get the angler on Starro, giving him map control. Oh, fuck. Okay, that's pretty clever. I like that angler on Starro.
It's silly. I think, and Aaron, I think, knows it's silly.
All right, fair enough.
I think the fact that it's the emotional modifier is a counter, it just makes it tough.
Yeah, Mr. Jackson Smith.
Starro doesn't deal damage otherwise, so that's a problem.
He has named this before, so anyway, I started swinging. So Miss Marvel with lightning and spectral ring. Let's really talk that out. So Miss Marvel, characters like, bullets target one or more character, increase the damage dealt to each hit character by one. That's worth 5 points. And then spectral is precision strike and could potentially remove a.
The main thing is the precision strike there.
Yep. Yeah. But it could accept normal damage. Does that unequip characters?
Yes.
Object equip. So 4 through 6 could unequip. And it just says if you have two targets with her, you could technically do all the damage right to one character and then unequip the other. No.
It's spectral.
It's a single character. Okay.
Yeah. Spectral is there just for the precision strike. It's 5 points for precision strike.
Yeah. I think I don't like that.
It's worth it. No, it's worth it. She can make herself colossal and has Quake, man. It's worth it.
Okay. All right. I hear you. I think it's okay. I don't love it. Miss Marvel with trick arrows. That's good too. Cosmo to get rid of probably likely super senses, but maybe impervious or invincible or whatever.
And then he also gives out Battle Fear at the emote mod.
Yep. So Battle Fury for protection and then emotional modifier. Duke Thomas to make sure everybody's a 3000 attack. Iron Spider with spin ring influence ring. This team right here is the sole reason that you have to play a large map as a guarantee. Like you just need to make sure to do that. Two, need at least some access to barrier. And three, should also be able to get across the map yourself, because you really don't want to deal with this team if it's not going to, if it's not going to be able to actually, like, if you can't get to it, you don't want this team to rev up, because this team's weakness is not incredibly good against me attacking it.
Yep.
Iron Spider, the Flash, obviously that's the thing. Cloak of Levitation.
Jackson, I would say get the Beetle Pod on Flash. It enhances your reach by an additional 2 squares. Like, figure out the points.
Is that more than, is that worth more than Spectral? If you have got Spectral.
I think it'd be more worth more than Influence on Iron Spider. That's probably what I would do.
All right, that's fair. All right. Fancy Dan, love it. Love the tech. Miss Marvel's attacking twice, three times in many cases. So that's like 6 attacks from Miss Marvel's or something like that. That's a lot of attacks. Yep. You have Mangog for them to be like, oh, fuck, I got to deal with Mangog. You have Quarred Thunderer, which is probably the, he's 15 points. And yeah, I mean, yeah, you like, you get the chainsaw, this 12 attack. And then you have the pocket tank. This is quite literally as good of a Fancy Dan team as you can build in silver. I love Fancy Dan. So it's an A plus team because you have Fancy Dan. And here's a fun fact. I'd also rate an A plus team if you just had Fancy Dan. Sure. How would I change it? That's a good question. Man, there's not a lot here. I mean, like, it's obviously, it's relying very heavily on 2 barriers essentially being your entire defense.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think it ought, I think it does have the movement range or whatever you want to say to be able to put on Morlock Tunnels, though, right? Does he have that map?
I mean,
does he have maps? Negative zone. Negative zone's very defensive. But man, he has too many characters for it, doesn't he? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, so, if he faces a Kong, he's just fucked.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I mean, I will say this, right? So like, one Kong goes in there, kills almost everybody and rids your barrier. That's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, you're gonna have to make sure you have a good answer for Kong to play this team.
Oof. I mean, you could do the diagonal barrier kind of thing, but remember, they can get in the same way you can get in, right? Like, if the, if two barrier, if two stop signs was enough to stop people, then your team would suck.
My right? team that I played last year, which was a 300 point version of Iron Spider, had 4 barriers and it was hardly enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I mean, what about, you know, one thing I do like, actually, and I know that this isn't necessarily the best, but Plastic Man is very underrated. If you do not have, if you don't feel like you have enough going on, you like, if you don't feel like you have enough defense, and essentially they're not going to pick map and let you go first because that's just pointless. Right. So yep. Really, if you win map, which you never will, cause you're not even themed, you, they're always going to let you pick map essentially. Right. That's almost what this does.
Yep.
They're always going to, okay. So with that in mind, I honestly think Plastic Man might work. Because you could Plastic Man in negative zone. Remember, everybody has to stop and there's no way around that. I so mean, if you your answer is
play Nifty Traffic Barrel.
You know, that doesn't make you stop. That gives you, that makes you not have improved movement, which is very different. And remember that the, well, can you, I'm sorry, I can't remember. You can't, can you kill Plastic Man with the, with the fucking fire hydrant?
No, because it's only hindering and bear, or hindering and blocking, I believe.
So, okay, the fire hydrant doesn't, because the fire hydrant just removes, and Molecule Man's what does that, right? Molecule Man can kill Plastic Man, right?
Yeah, but Molecule Man's
Molecule Man's Man. So a plastic man, like around square 6H, would essentially, or 6I, a negative zone, would essentially make it nearly impossible for them to Kong you. But your Mangog's just fucked. I don't know. I don't like Mangog on the team. I know that everybody likes Mangog, and yes, I know Mangog's so good.
Yeah,
but
I
you
think
need some defense.
And I mean, like, I would love to see like Groot and then maybe like a Zero Ring or another Lantern Ring or something.
Yeah, Groot might be better. Groot might be better. It's tough. It's tough. It's so hard to for me to argue against Thunderer. I think Plastic Man's underrated for defense, and I am Captain Defense.
Look at that fucking associated units list to the right. Holy shit.
Yes. This is the... Yeah, this is... there's... I'm not... I'm going to ballpark and say 40 associated units here. All right. So, yeah, I like the team, though. A-plus team has Fancy Dan. All right. Alec... Mercer. He has Flash Flood Fury. And this should show you where people are kind of thinking. I just want to put this out there. This is our second team in a row that's like, fuck you. I'm going to fuck you in the asshole. So Kate Bishop. Yay. Awesome. Good job. 50 point Kate Bishop. I keep trying to think how I can make her attack 3 to 5 times a turn. But right now she can only attack twice with a 12 attack. Yes, with range combat expert and energy explosion or knockback.
The RCE energy explosion is only on our last 4 clicks.
Oh, my bad. Fuck. I always forget about that.
Went over that last time.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I always forget about it. So if you carry Kate Bishop, she can attack through any square. She ignores characters, which is very, very, very valuable in this particular format more than any. Now he has 40 point Cyclops. Because he's literally saying, I need 2 leadership. I need +2 actions. All right, motherfucker. Yep. Neat. That's a lot of points. I just want to put, like, that's a lot of points. Duke Thomas, okay, you're bringing Duke with you with the emotional modifier. All right. That's not normally how I do things, but all right.
Well, Duke has Empower, so
he does.
I brought him with last year on every.
And that worked. Game, okay. So.
Yep.
Flash with Cloak. So we're probably going to say Beetlepod is better. Saint Walker and Blue Lantern Ring. Yeah, that makes, I mean, I'm shocked Saint Walker can't make other people's teams. He's doing a lot for 30 points.
He not only has Empower, but he has the enhancement for Kate Bishop, too.
Yeah, exactly. I would like on Jackson's team, I might remove Mangog, put Saint Walker on it. You have extra barrier that.
This is something that I actually don't agree with you on, is that I think Jackson's team needs more retaliation. You need to be able to punish people for hitting you, and the team is alpha heavy. So you need to be able to run at your opponent, hit them really hard. They hit you back and then retail finishes.
Then he needs to not play negative zone because he just doesn't have space.
Like, I mean, negative zone you can have as an option, but that's not, it can't be your only option.
Yeah.
WWE Arena is probably the main map that you'd want to go to.
Note that every team has Pocket Tank on it. Just putting that out there for everybody.
Pocket Tank's too fucking good not to play.
Pocket Tank should have been banned. I would love for Aaron to ban it. Yep. Iron Spidey again, Teen Lantern, Felix Faust. He is still good. Fulcrum Abominus. My God. Okay. I'm going to say this right off the bat, dude. You have to. Did Jackson also not play the spin ring?
He had spin on Spider.
You have to have the spin ring. Spin ring for Bucky's arm, spin ring for whatever the fuck, but spin ring, dude.
So the thing I'm going to say about Alex's team here, you need higher quality retail because you're running Giant Man and Giganto Namor. You need like Groot. Or like, instead of Giant Man, Giganto Namor, run Groot and fucking Carnage. Like, that's a much better combination. You're also putting way too many points into utility here. You need more offense. Like, you're spending 40 points on Cyclops that's not attacking. You're spending 25 points on an Ant-Man just to make somebody giant. Like, and you're spending 30 points on Felix Faust for basically what is going to be just a prop.
Isn't Wonder Woman giving you an extra action?
Wonder Woman?
Wonder Girl, Power Woman, like
Power Woman's one that can give an extra action. Yeah,
yeah, she's 25 points. I guess he doesn't have any other leadership though, so he needed one character to do both.
Flash has leadership.
Oh well, then. No. Cyclops is wrong too. Then I would take.
Yeah, then if you're playing Flash, already have a leadership. Just play Power Woman if you need that extra action.
Yeah.
You need more offense and higher quality retail.
So again, one of the problems with all this stuff is this statement. If your limited barrier can save you on negative zone, then it can save your opponent.
Yep.
Right. I just want to put that out there. Like, you're not safe from this exact thing. So are you willing to gamble that if somebody goes first there? I mean, like Kong, how much damage? So Kong comes in, just Kong, no fucking other person, but you get zero other attacks off, just one Kong attack. Cyclops dead. Duke Thomas dead. Flash dead. Saint Walker dead. Iron Spider dead. Teen Lantern dead. Faust dead. You're probably not stupid enough to put Fulcrum Abominus near him, but he would be dead. Ant-Man dead. I do like Ant-Man. I really want to say that again. Ant-Man does a lot for teams. And 25 point Ant-Man's good, but Ant-Man dead. Thundercord dead. Giant Man, Giganto. You have Kate Bishop.
Yep.
And that's it. One Kong attack goes off and you have to, one figure left. They have killed 350 points with one attack.
You have to be fully cognizant and aware, especially in 400 silver. There will be ways that people will get Kong across the entire map with relative ease.
It's not that hard.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
you're playing 35 figures.
Yeah, I know.
He can damn near walk across the map. Especially on negative zone.
Kong Blackheart is like pretty much let me look here. Negative zone. He has an 8 speed, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And then
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. He's 2 outside of your starting area without any perplexes at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Blackheart obviously makes it just happen. And I mean, it's not too hard for them to have 2 or 3, like 2 fire hydrants is not hard.
Yeah. Just a taxi with a Scott Porter, taxi with Scott Porter.
But again, I will note that nothing like it on negative zone, Kong can't really get around Flash, and he can't attack him either or pick him up or do anything. He just stays there.
You said Flash, but I think you meant
Plastic Man. Yeah. For 20 points, he does stop all Kongs. I'm proud of that take. Adam Cole giving us the old school way of just screenshotting it. 120 point Iron Man with motorcycle. I'm trying to remember that.
That's the Wheels of Vengeance Legacy. That's the one Dan designed for winning. Or for any second, sorry.
That is good, isn't it?
So I think the biggest issue I have with that Iron Man is, well, it's move and attack, and Adam is solving that by playing the bike on it. The biggest, like, that Iron Man has improved targeting, yes, and then it's free, choose one to use until your next turn, outwit a ranged combat expert. So by Adam giving him the motorcycle, he's giving him running shot so that he can move up, shoot, pound something for 5 or whatever, triple target, you know, whatever you need to do. I think it's fine. Iron Man not being protected outwit means that he is basically a 120 point figure that is just going to get absolutely murdered by a Blackheart.
Yep. I mean, anything, right? Kong?
Yeah, but like Blackheart having his own built-in outwit means that he just moves up, outwits the defense power, and then flurries him and kills him.
I'm sorry, Blackheart?
Yeah. Oh, my sweet summer child. You have no idea.
What am I missing here?
Rise and Fall Blackheart, my guy, the super
rare. Oh, okay. Yeah. He doesn't have outwit.
He sure does. Or is he...
Man,
if only there was some way I could deal him one penetrating damage by giving any action token. Oh, wait, there is.
Oh, so you literally.
You can activate your own Blackheart with C'thon, man.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. So that's what
you've been doing? The reason why people didn't play Blackheart before is because he was too reliant on leadership roles. He's not anymore. With C'Thone, you just activate him. Blackheart is insanely consistent.
One more time here. So activating Blackheart.
Turn one, give yourself an action token to literally fuck off. Turn two, move. Whatever you want to do. Just move, TK, running, whatever you do. Just give yourself an action token. It will give you another unavoidable damage, puts you to click seven, hits you to stop. You make a guard, you KO the guard, heal a click, remove all your action tokens, charge flurry.
Okay.
Yeah, Blackheart is insane.
That is very, very good.
Yeah, so like this Iron Man, if he sees a Blackheart, he just loses the game. Game over.
I mean, I'd make an argument for Kong as well.
But no, Iron Man reduces pen damage. So like,
oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah. So like that part's not such a big deal, but like Blackheart having his own built in outwit and very easy to pull it off. Like it's trivial.
I would also like to note that for 5 points, you get to guarantee leadership as well with Blackheart, right? I mean,
if you lose initiative and don't pick map. Yes.
Okay. I mean, do you have to lose initiative?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So wait, if you just choose to go first and they pick map, you can't.
You do not get your consolation.
Okay. So you have to.
You have to lose initiative. You have to lose initiative and not pick map, or you have to pick map.
Okay.
If you win initiative and elect to go first, you get nothing.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Yep.
Okay. But also, if you get on your own map, you get the reroll of leadership. Every turn,
which still requires a dice roll to succeed.
It does. I'm not saying your idea isn't good. I'm just saying for 5 points it should be considered. That's what we're doing here, right? We're considering things. Doctor Strange at 75.
No, absolutely not.
Why Iron Man at 75? I don't even know these characters. Bats.
Yeah, I think Adam's trolling.
Okay, fuck you, Adam. Fuck you for what you've done. Yeah, that's Brian Poling replied, not enough Grodd. Brian, stop. In or out, baby. In or out.
My guy.
All right. This is going to be a team that people are going to talk about, so we should talk about it. Win Blackheart. 50-point spin ring Nightbringer. Ghost Goblin. I like that. Masters of Evil thing. Blade? What?
Yeah, so this is the Blade that says when he hits a character with monster or mystical, KOs a character with a monster or mystical, after resolutions he can use charges free. If you continue to hit a character with a monster or mystical, then notice it's hit, not KO on the second one. If you continue to hit a character with monster or mystical, he may use charges free an additional time. Every single team has at least one character with monster or mystical and white shirt border. So this guy gets to pop off at least twice.
So, and he's at 50 and octopus arms.
Yes. Yeah, so he has flurry and then he has the steel energy that allows him to heal past his starting line. So he can go all the way to one.
Okay. I don't hate this. I haven't even thought about it. Fuck.
Blade's dope. Yep.
Blade's yeah. Dope. This is really good. Who did this one?
This was McConnell.
Lamar. McConnell. Why have I not looked at this? Yeah. Shit. Attention. Stop it. This is the problem with this. It's so deep. You're just like, what? I mean, I will say this motherfucker is glass jawed in a way that few people are glass jawed. Also, the charge, he doesn't automatically break away from characters unless I'm seeing things wrong.
That is correct. So make sure you kill everything you hit.
With your 10 attack, 3 damage?
Okay, it's fucking silver, Scott. He'll for sure be a 13 for probably 4.
Well, I mean, we have to look at this actual team, right?
Yeah, but he's got C'Thone on the sideline, so I'm assuming he's assigning Blade C'Thone. And he's playing, is he playing Scott Porter's? He is. He's playing Scott Porter.
Yeah.
The white shirt one. Who has perplex. So he's going to at least be a 13 for 4.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hey, all right. Lot of things on this liar ring, demonic ring, Magim Jaspers.
I do not like
Liar Ring on Mad Jim. I know it's fine. Like the 10 range mind controls thing. It's cool. You're better off utilizing better rings for him. I think McConnell is overloading on the Mandarin rings on this team.
Yeah, I would agree. Faust adding 10 more points. So zero ring and Remaker ring. I mean, it's hard to argue. The Mandarin rings are amazing. Tri-Sentinel. Those are obviously bad. Big mistake. A big mistake here. Porter, Sinestro Corps, Green Lantern. My man, nobody is trying for defense. He has the most defense of anybody we've seen because
You don't need defense if your opponent's fucking dead.
But you don't have offense if you're fucking dead. Yeah, I guess. I mean, is Silver Age just like, what happened? Oh, I won map every time. And if that's the case, Blackshirt Porter should be on every fucking team, right?
Well, considering the first couple teams we looked at were all non-theme, McConnell's is a theme, so he has a higher chance of winning map based on what we've looked at so far.
Fair. Wendigo. So he can Blackheart and Spin Ring Wendigos. Wendigos is not every time they're placed, every time they move, right?
Correct.
Ends movement after resolutions, you make close attack.
One major thing I would say about this team, McConnell, if you're going to play Masters of Evil, play fucking Mephisto, my guy.
Definitely take off one of the shit Tri-Sentinels. Look, if you want to play with something that looks like Lucas's cock all night, that's fine.
I sincerely, because it's no surprise, I'm playing Tri-Sentinels in some capacity for Silver. I haven't decided the official format yet, but
yeah,
I hope we play Scott, because if you play that defensive shell that you've been working on, you're gonna get fucking raped. It's bad.
It's
really bad.
Can he just, I forgot, he's still just allowed to pulse wave for free nowadays?
No, you can't just activate retail for no reason.
Okay.
Like you can still retail as normal. And yeah, it's crazy good.
All right. So this team is called Peepers, and it's by Paul Coate and Agatha, Ghost Rider, Blackheart to move Agatha, Kong. I will say this, Agatha, Blackheart, Kong is a good call. Like, very good. There is no problem for 200 points. That's about as sick of a 200 points as I can think of right now.
Can you imagine having fucking Blackheart and Scarlet Witch at the same time? Holy shit, that'd be awful.
Yeah, I mean, Agatha Ginn is very good. She was
compared
to Scarlet Witch. And I know that people are like, you can kill her. Kind of.
Yeah, she's really deep.
She's really deep.
And you can't, unless you have improved targeting and hindering, you can't outwit her. And if she's in the rune, you can't base her and outwit her. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard, man. She's really good. One of the things I like to do for Agatha, if you really want a big fuck you, is put her in a grave marker, you know?
Yeah.
Put her in a grave marker with Batman and just be like, oh, I can't do anything.
Hypersonic in and punch her with no powers, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. If you have a natural 8 damage, then I'm fucked. So, yeah, I mean, again, I'm shocked that I haven't seen a tremendous amount more Agathas. I'd make a question. If you say you're going first, which I think you have to, and I put, and I'm like, cool, I'll pick, I don't know, negative zone. I don't need to pick negative zone, but let's just say negative zone because people have it in their head, right? I pick negative zone and I put the rune marker out. How good are you against my team if you have no powers when you come in?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly decent.
I mean, I know you'll have a high attack because of their team abilities, but like, I don't know what you're doing against me. But
yeah, I think Agatha is super good right now. The one thing I will say that I don't like about Paul's team, and this is probably a hot take. A lot of people probably won't agree with me. I don't like Ghost Rider and Silver.
I don't like Ghost Rider at all. And now that I played Ghost Rider a lot, like 30 games of Ghost Rider, my hot take is he's not actually good enough. He's very good. He's
expensive. He does what he does very well.
But sure. It's Silver Age. He's got a 5-point counter and you don't want that.
I don't love all of your. I like Blackheart having the spin ring, not Faust. I think you need that on one of your characters up there. It can obviously be Agatha. Destroyer on your sideline.
All right, Paul, I see you. I see you.
Theme team?
Yes, Mystical.
Mystical. So I've tried to build the Mystical thing quite a bit. Zero and Sping on Faust. I mean, I think you have a decent enough most things. Agatha can make the marker, then go back. Kong's right there. Tri-Sentinel's a good attacker. Is Mangog Mystical? Is there Mystical no. Retaliators that other than
Tri-Sentinels?
The Tri-Sentinels are good. I'm just wondering.
No, there's no other Mystical Retaliator that I'm aware of.
I don't have much of a problem with this team.
Oh, I guess there is Prime Colossus, which is not great.
Yeah. Why can't I? Okay.
What?
Nothing. I was just trying to look. I was just trying to pull up Mystical for Silver. So I obviously like Jennifer Kale quite a bit. Putting that out there. I think Kale is more defensive and better than for what you're trying to do for a lot less points than Ghost Rider is. Mm-hmm. An option would be, and it's not an exact sub, but an option would be to take off Ghost Rider and something else and replace with Wanda Maximoff with the defensive shield and Jennifer Kale. Sure. And remember that Ghost Rider does not protect against your own Agatha.
Yep, that is correct.
Tyler Spies, look at that. World champion Tyler Spies.
I'm so happy to see him at Adepticon.
Me too, man. Me too. Yep. 75 point Wonder Woman with Wonder Woman's bracelets.
Tyler posted two teams. Okay.
Yep. 75 point Wonder Woman. You can see my screen, right?
Yep, I can.
50 point Wonder Woman with golden armor. So that's the one that brings people back. Why am I blanking on the 75 point one?
It's a shifting focus, right?
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Well, he doesn't usually post stupid shit, so we'll keep going.
062. Let me double check that though.
Yeah. Green Lantern, Wonder Woman's Green Lantern with the Avatar of Kenosha. So
Kenosha, Khonshu.
Khonshu. Yes,
062 is shifting focus. Okay. So he has the shifting focus Wonder Woman. He's playing the revival Wonder Woman. He's got Green Lantern with Avatar of Khonshu. So he's not playing the ring. And then he's got the non-prime. Oh, this is the mission point team.
Oh, okay. So yeah, this
he's in-capping people and getting mission points out of it.
Okay. Hey, so you have that and tarot cards and only one mission point way to win.
Yeah, but that Wonder Woman gives off mission points anytime any character in-caps a character with two tokens. At least that's what I'm assuming he's doing here. Because he has Wonder Woman's bracelets and golden armor. So he has two different ways and lasso on another one. So yeah, he has triple lasso. Yeah, he's trying to mission point is what he's doing.
Okay. So he's triple lassoing, getting 30 mission points.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest, for me, I have to kind of see that. Like some things I can just get, and this one I'd have to like.
Well, it's one of those things that works in theory, I think. But it's probably difficult to pull off. Also, like Scott just mentioned, they did make the announcement this week that mission points for 400 will have to be 30 for 400 modern as well as in just in silver. I just wanted to point that out there, make sure people are aware of it. But yeah, 30 mission points in silver. Like I think teams are far too aggressive for you to pull off 30 mission points in silver. It's very difficult.
Yeah. I'm also wondering why Green Lantern? Why 50 point Green Lantern?
Probably because it has the Justice League keyword would be my assumption. I think that's what his theme is here.
All right. That's weird.
Yeah.
I think that's a hard pull, man.
Yeah. Tyler posted another team as well.
Yeah. Juggernaut. Whoops.
Yeah. His House of X Juggernaut, the one that he designed for Winnie Worlds, Iron Inquisitor, Mad Jim.
Mephisto, Tri-Sentinel, Double Scott Porter, Green Lantern, and then Mad Jim has Remaker and Nightbringer. I think the Juggernaut is interesting. He's really hard to put down. He's really hard to deal with. He hits really hard. I would say you definitely need access, though, to a spin ring and emotional modifier if you want to make this work. I think 175 point characters like Juggernaut are a bit of a meme because they kind of just die to Agatha. They also kind of just die to things like Muramasa Blades. So I would watch out for
damage,
that.
Damage, protected outwit, colossal stamina. Colossal stamina, is that different now, or is it just he can keep taking damage and
he can keep taking damage and just keep going? Yep.
Gotcha. And he has super impervious, battle fury, opposing characters within four squares can't use stop, leadership, or perplex. You know, I want this to work for you. Is he not, I guess the thing to equip him with is pretty obviously the Waldo arm, not the Waldo arms, the arms.
Yeah, he needs to be equipped.
Yep. So I know he has Mad Jim Jasper, so that's possible. He can get all the stuff. That's
probably what he's doing. Yeah.
Yeah. He has some defense in Iron Inquisitor, Mephisto, Tri-Sentinel, Porter, Green Lantern. I cannot stress enough with everything we've seen why Jennifer Kale is not amazing. How many teams has had, like, I'm going to up my attack by 15?
Yeah, there's a lot of fuck you attack teams, and Jennifer Kale would do very well against all of them.
Yes, I'm blown away. So I'd love you to come in and try it, man. I think that if you design a figure, you should try to play it. So give it. This is probably your moment, man. Give it a shot. All right. Reed Fix It. Wow. All right. So this is some
small.
Yeah, this is kind of small. All right, so I'm going to read it out. Norrin Rad with Power Gem, which, how is this the first team with Power Gem?
It's not, somebody else had it earlier. I
don't okay. remember what it was. Franklin Richard, 65 points. Reed Richard, Fixers of Universe, 60 points with Liar Ring. Black Leopard, Hell Cycle. Okay, I just want to say it out loud. Black Leopard plus Ant-Man is dope.
Yes.
So Black Leopard, for those of you who don't remember, wow, I can't believe how long we've been doing this episode. I thought this was going to be fast.
No,
Black Leopard, the maximum attack and defense, maximum attack, defense and damage values of opposing characters within six squares in line of fire are each equal to Black Leopard's printed value of that type. So he's a 10, 10, 17. And three, that means that every character coming in is a 10, 10, 17, three, and all you have to do is make him a giant. And ideally also make sure he's in stealth somehow or something.
Well, so I think the best way to play Black Leopard is non-theme. So that way you can play Batman and Necron and basically give him the
shit. Should I do that? Maybe that's a very me thing to do. Although I want, is Black Leopard better than Jennifer Kale? I guess
he's not.
Like the power itself, if like
he takes up your prime slot and he struggles versus long range shit.
Okay. Yeah. Kale's also, well, no, I mean, he's saying 17 defense, so he is aggressive too.
Yeah, I think Jennifer Kale is better than Black Leopard.
Yeah, I mean,
you feel free to try it, big boy.
No, I hear you. I'm trying to I'm really trying to think it out because he used to be so good and we just wanted a cheap way for him to be better. Yeah. Then we have the Thing with Captain Carter Shield, 30 point Lockjaw with Lasso of Truth. That is a good combo. I cannot stress that enough. And Scott Porter and Sinestro Core. So
it's a fun Fantastic Four theme. I'm not a big fan personally. I think your Norrin Rad and your Reed Fixer probably aren't going to be good enough to really hold up against the might of the Silver Age field. But
yeah, I'm trying to look at this thing. Which one is this? Is the
that's the 19 defend thing?
Okay, 19.
The dad bod thing.
Of course, yeah. It's funny how you don't think about these characters again. You know, like
yep.
But yeah, is Fantastic Four viable?
It's hard to say. I think that there's too much hyper attack, too much big damage that'll probably put it down too easily, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right. We only have a few left. Jeff Dumas, Fuck, man. You guys are making me fucking work. Stardust, Guy Gardner, Lex Luthor, with Guy Gardner emotional modifier. Interesting call because he could have the red ring, right, for free. Lex Luthor with the orange ring. Neat. You don't see that often. The Watcher, love that. Nobody's played it yet. The Watcher, the 40.1. Necron, Saint Walker, Scott Porter, Prime Batman. So motherfuck, are you serious? I mean, so let me see what Stardust does real quick. Do you remember Stardust?
Yeah. So she's got big pulse wave.
Okay.
Basically, she gets to pull people in, or she gets to like pull people into her square that she pulse waves from.
Yeah. Power, choose an unoccupied square within range and line of fire. Then Stardust can use pulse wave at no cost, as if she occupied that square. After resolutions, place all hit characters in squares adjacent to the chosen square.
Yeah, so it's basically a black hole. Again, this seems like a fun, kind of fun Herald theme. Stardust isn't great. I will say Guy Gardner is much better now than he was when he was in Modern.
He sure as fuck is.
Because you can't, you don't have to worry about him getting mind controlled and fucking quaking your entire team anymore. His Quake is super, super solid. Necron obviously needs
Guy Gardner's Quake, as a reminder, it has exploit weakness Quake. When Guy Gardner uses and targets 2+ character, instead of dealing 2 damage, he deals damage equal to the number of adjacent opposing characters +1. So where does that usually put him, in your opinion? 4-5 Quake damage?
I would say you're probably averaging like 2-3 characters. So probably 3-4.
Yeah. Okay. So it's good. I make an argument that Kong, he also like, it's so tough to pay. It is so fucking tough to pay 10 points for emotional modifier when he could have a free construct on him with Harold or the Red Lantern Corpse ring. That's really fucking hard, man.
And I would say you definitely put red ring on Guy just to keep shitting out constructs.
Yeah, and then Scott Porter maybe has the emotional modifier. I mean,
drop Stardust, drop Lex Luthor, and find better heralds is the best thing I could say.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Stardust also is a herald and has a cloak of levitation.
Yeah, that's. I mean, hell, you could play fucking Exodus.
Yeah, if you're playing the Watcher, by the way, so you feel like the Watcher is granting you good stats. It is not, because everybody's a 14 attack. So all it is
pulse wave.
Yeah, everybody is just making it very meh, making it very, very mid. So I wouldn't like if you're playing Watcher, you need to play Jennifer Kale, like undeniably. Okay, nearing the end of this, unless we keep going through, we have some real people putting shit up here, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Willow's got one put up.
Ethan Jacobs is trying to play old Thor. You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it.
Sure. Old King Thor at 125 with a motorcycle, Blackheart with a soul sword, Spider Pharaoh, Dormammu, Scott Porter, Surtur. He's keyword cheating, putting everything on a Spider-Man family theme. Get rid of Dormammu. He's shit. Play Groot or something. It's just infinitely better. Blackheart with a soul sword is fine. I think you're just trying to find a reason to play Old King Thor, Ethan. We've already talked about this. I don't think it's great in silver, especially, but I can understand what you're going for here. It's probably fine. It seems semi-durable, but you're probably going to get outpaced by a lot of different things. That's my opinion.
I have to pee.
Yep. So Scott is gone. So looking at this team a little bit more in depth, you know, Old King Thor with a motorcycle, he's giving him running shot and super senses. It's only the charge super senses. So he's just giving him running shot and passenger one, which he already has because he has flight. So that way he could pulse wave something. This team severely lacks reach, in my opinion. It's going to get outreached, out action by just about everything. Yeah, you have the Blackheart and you can do stuff with him, but You're probably
getting I think Old King Thor is Highlander, but not silver. Like Old King Thor, sure. If you want to use it, use it for Highlander. Coffee and Clicks, Anthony Bruno, giving us a real team here, in my opinion. Okay, so obviously this is themed Spider-Man. It's 80 points. Spider-Man with Power Gem. What do you think about that?
I don't like Power Gem on Spider-Man because he already has CC on clicks like 2 and 3. I would much rather see Lightning and
a spectral on him.
Yeah, that just does more to me. And yep. Spider-Man should be attacking multiple characters every time anyway. Yep. So that feels good. Spider-Pharaoh. I hate, am I the only one who hates Spider-Pharaoh? I feel like she's overdocked by 20 points.
Yeah, she's a bit expensive for what she does. I mean, she is an 11 for 4, but she has no move and attack. And I mean, her damage power is insane. Leadership, prob, enhancement, empower. You know, that's a lot of stuff. But yeah, she's a bit expensive for no move and attack. I struggle with that.
It's not like you need the leadership. You have Groot over there. I like that you're playing Black Skull. That's great. Spider-Man 1776.
Needs a lasso.
Yes, that definitely needs a lasso.
You need the ability to free attack to reduce people's action total. But the thing is in 400 points, reducing their action total doesn't do a whole lot.
I don't know. It takes it down to 3, right? So
no, it'll take it to 4 because who the fuck's not playing leadership?
Well, no, because he makes it so you can't use leadership.
Yeah. Okay. But like,
so
if you're playing only a single leadership and you're allowing that leadership to just get in the way of 76 willy nilly. I think it's hard.
I think he's better than you're thinking he is. I think him with the lasso is incredibly good tempo and could win. I think the problem is like he's easy to deal with in a sense, but he's not easy enough to deal with. Spider Hammer Eye with the Hell Cycle, Mephisto, Scott Porter, and Groot. These are all good figures. Well, most of them are good figures. Spider Hammer Eye feels like a reach right now.
I mean, he's decent, but I think he's not quite good enough.
I guess, like, are you just like, so you're paying 75 points. I mean, I don't know what, like, is it this has to be Spider-Man family is the only way this works.
No, it definitely doesn't have to be. I think that's just what he's going for.
Yeah. Groot has, I don't know. I'm not sure. He's like, there is a lot of keyword cheating and a lot of.
I mean, if he faces Aaron's team, it messes things up a little bit, which is kind of funny, but
Aaron.
I think you're going a little too hard on the keyword cheating and not looking.
Yeah. I also make a note of this, right? So, you're going this hard on keyword cheating so that Scott, a 25 point character, can do a few things. I mean, Scott Porter is really good, but is he 100 points so that you get plus one damage good? Because that's really what you're getting with White Shirt Porter, right? Like
plus one attack, not plus one damage.
They
all have to be from the same set if you want plus one damage.
That's right. Yeah. So,
and they're not. So,
he's just, you get the even map roll and you get, that's too much. You're just making theme to make theme.
Yeah.
I think at that point in time, I love how harsh we are. Why does anybody listen to us? We're dicks. All right. Last two, unless I refresh and there's more. Oh my God. I can't even Arachnite, Reginald Barclay, Mr. Oz, Valeria Von Doom, Scott Porter, Nathaniel Winter, Scott Porter. There needs to be 10 minutes of us just being able to read the fucking cards to remember what Rescue does. All right, so let's talk about Rescue for a minute. Running Shot, when Rescue uses it after resolutions, may knock back each hit character three squares. Once per game, when Rescue hits one or more opposing characters, you may roll a d6. If you do, after resolutions, deal each hit character damage equal to the result. Okay. Defend involves. Yeah.
If Valeria hadn't received an errata, I could see what he's going for here.
Oh. But
because Valeria received an errata where you can only, her effect only happens during an opponent's turn.
Yep.
I don't like that at all.
Is Reginald Barclays playable? So as a reminder, what he does is power. Choose an opposing character adjacent to elevator blocking. Make a close attack targeting that character regardless of adjacency.
I don't think it's playable in silver. There's way too much fucking retail.
My concern, I mean, you could attack retail with it.
Yeah, but okay. Like most people are probably playing multiples.
You don't have to get to this, right? Like there's nothing with this. And there's no, it can be a, I mean, it feels like you make a close attack. I mean, you can get him up to a 6 damage pretty easy, right? Is there a way to get, I mean, wouldn't you put the exploit weakness sword on him or something if you're doing this?
Exploit weakness or Muramasa or Blackbone. I'd probably play Mad Jim just to have options.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. I question, by the way, in this kind of format, if the your prime should ever be Absorbing Man or Destroyer. I know they're both good and I know they have purpose, but my God, like the prime slot right now.
In my honest opinion, Mad Jim is way too important in Silver to never not play Mad Jim. He's fucking insane.
Isn't he mystical as well?
Yeah, he's mystical and ruler.
Yeah. I'd like to note that not one Jennifer Kale. So far, all right. Yeah. All right. So did they ban her or no? Okay.
No.
We have John's team again. He's trying to make it work. Rat King. So let's give it some time. John's a good guy and he's going all the way out. Let's give it a shot. So Rat King's 100 points. Rats everywhere. I am everywhere. Give Rat King a free action. If he occupies hindering terrain, place him in another square of hindering terrain within six. That is a good power. Rat King can use stealth. He can use mind controls if he had range value of six. And when he does, he can ignore everything. He ignores everything on the board. So the Liar Ring for 105 points, he can triple target. Wait, he can single target mind control. But then John is playing Moyer McTaggart, which allows him to triple target mind control for 140 points. He triple targets mind controls everybody. So three
the problem.
Yes. Here's
the problem with this team. It doesn't work.
Hey, Prime Batman was banned, right? The one that mind controls everybody, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
But what John is going for here does not work.
Oh no.
It is two different sources of mind control. Let me read the Liar though. Hold on 1 second.
Oh yeah. Sorry. I can pull up the Liar for you if you want.
Okay. No, never mind. No, it does work. Okay.
Good job. As normal, John was correct and Lucas was wrong. One
thing I want to point out is exactly what I said about Aaron's team. This just completely gets hard countered by one 10 point equipment that should be on every single person's team.
Is this, let me ask you this, in this one circumstance, is Rat King a unique figure?
No.
Well, I guess you can't. Yeah, I'm like, if you're committing to Moyer McTaggart, I almost feel like you should have another mind control. I guess you do Saturnine.
Yeah. Yep.
Saturnine is another mind control piece. Rat King uses perplex prop control. I'm like, two Rat Kings?
Yeah, I like I said, I don't like the idea of somebody just playing emo mod and then John's whole strategy just goes to shit.
I get it. I get the idea, but he seems committed to Rat King. So let's give it a shot. I would agree. Liar Ring and Rat King and Moyer McTaggart is correct. If you're going Rat King, Liar Ring, that's 145 points of correct. Any disagreement about that?
No, that seems fine.
I think Saturnine is also realistic, right?
Yeah.
Now you have to find a way to win by, you now need to find a way to not just get crushed like a grape, right?
He needs more barrier.
Yeah, he needs a lot more. I think he needs high defense. This isn't a theme team, right? If it is, you shouldn't be playing it because you don't have either Porter. So
yeah, that's fair.
You shouldn't be playing it because you're going to lose. So Saturnine is absolutely correct. Because wait, no, she doesn't have mind control. Why did I think she had mind control? She has.
Doesn't she?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
He's playing 75 point Scarlet Witch. John, I have to let you know, if I have to look up every figure on your team, generally here is a good rule for everybody listening right now. Like everybody listening, you want to do something a little nutty? Absolutely. Fucking go for it. Moyer McTaggart, triple target mind control is very fucking good. Agreed? Moyer McTaggart is a very underrated piece. If you're adjacent to her, you have triple target mind control. Awesome. Play another triple target mind control piece as well. That's a good idea, you know, make it good. And then after that, just fucking all defense.
Yeah.
Win on
Scarlet Witch. I just looked it up. It's the one that says for all characters of this power, if an opposing character's attack roll was re-rolled or a die and it was replaced, the final result is decreased by one. So he's basically utilizing Saturnine and Scarlet Witch to try and lower opposing die rolls to make himself harder to hit. But at that point, just
all right, like trolling. Watcher, Shield, Jennifer Kale. Now, and you have more, and you have Saturnine. Now you are actually hard to hit. Mm-hmm. Rat King is, you know, if you're playing it, Rat King's fine. Spider-Man is not hard to hit in this modern event, if that makes sense. Like 75 point Spider-Man is cool, but he doesn't do anything that you want him to do. He's not defense. He's not enough offense. He's just kind of like, you're getting hammered and then you're kind of like, well, Spider-Man lived. So put it all to defense. You know, you have another 70 points there for defense over Scarlet Witch. That's way better. Who is the character that who's the mind control character? Like, who is that character that is just like, oh, mind control, they're great.
I don't like mind control as a power. So
I hear you. Okay, fine. I'm looking it up. I mean, okay.
Like big range mind control. You have like the Skull, who has map wide mind control. Starro, who we've already gone over.
Oh yeah, Skull. That's a great one. Why not? His big problem is can he be? I think he might have a thing.
He can't multi-target. It's only
it needs a full target.
Still, it's map wide. Like so, like that's better than nothing.
I think you probably need a reason for them to come to you.
The Dr. Psycho with his fucking radioactive clay.
Yeah. That's not, you don't mean Dr. Psycho, you mean Puppet Master, right?
Oh, Puppet Masters. Yeah, sorry.
You keep coming, you're like, I don't know any. And then you got some, I mean, okay.
Yeah, but I memorize figures. Like, I can't help it.
So, Puppet Master, radioactive clay, he can use it infinitely, right? So you have an 8 range. Is that right? 8 range, and can you triple target with the clay?
I don't remember.
Okay, I know. We'll get off this soon. So mind control with a range value of 10, but only target single opposing character. Yeah. I just
like you said, playing like a multiple or like a second Rat King is probably just fine. I don't know. Like
Did you ever think you'd say that?
For it is fine for the idea that he is going for. We'll put it that way.
I think it's a little too expensive. I'm doing a quick look. Wong can have it, but he doesn't have long range. Jennifer Kale, interestingly enough, has 6 range mind control and now triple target. What about Black Talon? No, terrible. White Rabbit Goon, Starfight, Saturn Cream. I'm going to look older figures. Wingard with bands, right?
If you don't want the 10 range on the Rat King, you could just put Liar on any character with a high attack value.
That's fair as well. Or, hey, John, here's what you do. You play, you start swapping it in and out. You play Mad Jim or something. There's no way to get 2 Liar rings, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and then you can play the original.
I believe you play the Mandarin.
What about Jennifer? Oh, not Jennifer Kale. God damn it, Jarvis Tetch. Isn't he actually secretly good? Mind control. When he already has 6 range mind control and triple target, so you're not getting anything. Man, Toy Man. I don't fucking know. This is hard.
Yeah. I mean, you might, if your goal is to play mind control.
Oh, how about this? 125 point dark side. Mind control is free, but only to target an opposing character with the anti-life. God damn it. Why is this so hard? It feels like.
Because mind control is a power that is either insanely broken or not useful. There's never an in between.
Carnage.
And that's why. Yeah. And that is why the emotional modifier has to be on every single team.
Because it's insane. Oh, Cosmo. Yes. Yes. There we go. 45 point Cosmo. It only gives him one more target. But Cosmo is good defense. That will stop you from getting pulse waved. And it will go more into what you're doing. Oh, you know what? Wanda Maximoff. go instead of watch or go Wanda with the shield, and you're still about the same thing. And Agatha Harkness. Agatha Harkness is way better.
Yep, sure is.
Okay. All right, neato.
At the end of the day, we always just come back to Agatha.
Yeah, at the end of the day. And yet nobody's playing her for some reason.
I wouldn't say nobody.
Well, I hear you, but of these, you know, some reasonable teams. I should probably look up how many people are playing her. Okay. So we have done all our comments. We've done the show. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for submitting your teams. We appreciate it. I really want to note that Fancy Dan should win all Silver Age tournaments the end of show. And if you're not playing competitively,
you might as well be playing with yourself. Good night.
Good night.
Critical Clicks. Critical Clicks.